It is day one of the 2012 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCourt. I am in back of the Main Street Arena, where people can come in and get their tickets and get their schedules and get all sorts of information about the films that are coming up. One of the biggest films, one of the biggest names films that you've all think you've seen before, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, which is screening as part of a free family screening on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Paramount Theater. And just before the film screens, we're going to see a four-minute short called Mira's Night by this filmmaker here. Introduce yourself again.
My name is Elise Kelly.
Elise Kelly. Now, this is an animated short.
Correct.
That you made. Well, tell me a little bit about it, about how you made the film and what it's about.
Well, it's about a little girl who puts the stars into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you would call it a mixed media film. So it is animated, a lot of CG animation, but the main character, Mira, is actually a live action girl. So I did casting and found this little girl, and we shot all the live action footage on a green screen. And then I took that footage and put it into all of these animated worlds.
And where did you make this? Where are you based?
This was my thesis film for my graduate degree at USC, mm-hmm. So I was in L.A. while I was making it.
Okay. And how did you have been shopping around to festivals? Is it shown elsewhere?
I actually just got back from the Chicago International Children's Film Festival
mm-hmm.
This past weekend. It's one of the bigger children's film festivals in the world, and my film screened there.
Terrific. To a good reception?
Yes, yes. It's always fun to watch your film with small children, so I'm excited to do it again this weekend.
And is this your first time to the Virginia Film Festival?
It is.
Have you been in Charlottesville long? You just got here, didn't you?
I just got here today, but I went to undergrad here, so it's
always nice to
visit.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. So how long have you been an animator?
I guess officially for the last 4 years, but before then I'd always been animating since I was little.
Right,
you know,
right.
One of those, you want to work for Disney when you're a small girl.
You still want to work for Disney?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens. I think it's a good start playing in front of Snow White.
Yeah. So you're still, you said this was your thesis?
Yes.
Film, so you just graduated from
I USA. Graduated a little bit over a year ago,
oh,
so 2011.
Okay. All right. And are you still in L.A.? Where are you?
I am currently back on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
Doing freelancing and also working as a designer.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And do you have other projects coming up?
I've been doing pre-production on a few children's shorts. I really like children's media, so been in development with a few ideas that have been percolating for a while.
So you were an undergraduate here. You've been to the Virginia Film Festival before.
Yes.
as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your first time as a participant with your own film.
Correct.
And tell me, people who come in to see Snow White, and by the way, I gotta do just a sidebar here. Snow White is one of my favorite films ever. And, you know, for those of you who don't know your history, it was not only Disney's first feature animated film, but arguably the first American-made animated film, feature film, that really kind of opened up the doors. And you know, I had a chance to see it on the big screen, probably 25 years ago in L.A. Because of that experience, you know, I think I saw it when I was a kid at a drive-in. But, you know, in a nice theater like the Paramount, big screen, pristine print, it became one of my favorite films. And, you know, my kids have seen it on, you know, Laserdisc, actually, and VHS. So I'm hoping that they're going to get a chance to come see it. So everybody should come see Snow White on the big screen. And then to get to see your film ahead of time, tell me what will the experience be like for people who haven't seen your film before? You know, how you know, sort of meshing that. You're using very contemporary techniques, mm-hmm. mixed media, live action, green screen, CGI. Tell me how you imagine a first-time film viewer seeing your film, what the experience would be like seeing your film and then seeing a classic like Snow White afterwards.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I would hope that they would take away from both the kind of magic of childhood and storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely what I was going for with my film. It was inspired by memories from when I was little. And so I feel like that's embedded in my film. Obviously, that's my opinion. And I think, obviously, Snow White is such a classic story. And the magic that the dwarves kind of bring to that film, it just allows for the childhood quality to exude itself in that film.
Very nice. And so, did you grow up watching Disney films?
Absolutely.
And have you seen Snow White on the big screen before?
I have never seen it. I've only seen clips on the big screen, so mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited to get the full experience. And also, when you're in a theater with children, it makes it
absolutely
so much better.
Yeah, yeah. So are you taking your film somewhere else after this, Mira's Night?
I am submitting still to a few festivals. It's going to Pittsburgh after this
mm-hmm.
For the Three Rivers Film Festival. And then from there, I've been talking with people in Melbourne. They were interested in possibly screening my film. So we'll see where it goes.
Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
Okay. So you were an undergrad student here at UVA.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of old home week? Are you seeing old friends? Are you walking around and not recognizing the town because of all the new buildings?
I am seeing old friends and reminiscing. There are a lot of changes.
Uh-huh.
The South Lawn is still very weird to me.
Isn't it, though?
But it's really, really wonderful because there are so many things that have never changed.
Right, right. It's that kind of town. Well, Elise, I want to thank you for coming by. I wish you good luck at your screening tomorrow. Again, the film is Mira's Night. It's a short that screens just before Snow White and the Seven Dwarves on 10:30 on Saturday. This
yep.
is a free screening, so you have no excuse for not coming by and seeing Elise's film. And I appreciate you coming by, and I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.